I want to introduce Dean David Cash of the McCormick School of Public Affairs at UMass Boston. At this point, we're about to hear from some real smart people. They do have to try to limit themselves to 3 minutes.
Thank you very much, Chairman Barrett, Chairman Golden, and the members of the committee. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak today. As was mentioned, I'm the Dean of the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston and one of the founders of the Sustainable Solutions Lab. And prior to this, I spent 10 years in state government in both Republican and Democratic administrations working in the weeds on developing clean energy and climate policy, including with many of you, in crafting the Green Communities Act and the Global Warming Solutions Act. In the Commonwealth, we are a beacon to other states and even nations when it comes to our climate and clean energy policy. The list of accomplishments in solar, wind, storage, and energy efficiency is long and continuing. In fact, just this morning, I gave the welcoming address to a remarkable collaboration of universities in New England, focusing on making sure Massachusetts and New England, our brothers and sisters in Rhode Island, are the hub of the future offshore wind sector, a meeting that would not have happened had you not passed the Energy Diversity Bill last summer. So with all this success, then why am I here today? Because all of these achievements are not enough. Not enough to reach our statutory goals for emissions reductions, and not enough to seize the growing economic benefits of moving faster to the clean energy future. And I speak today in support of Senate Bill 1821 and House Bill 1726, and in support of carbon pricing in general. Without such pricing, the state will not be able to reach the mandate of the Global Warming Solutions Act to reduce 80% by 2050. And to understand this, I turn your attention again to the figure that Senator Barrett used earlier. And you can see that if we stay on the current trajectory, that's the red line, which may or may not hit our 2020 target, it will fall short of our 2080 target if that's the trajectory we're on. We need to be on the blue line that you can see here. Why the gap? The gap is there because we've been very successful at addressing climate carbon emissions in the energy electricity generation sector. We've been incredibly successful reducing our emissions by over 40%, by the way, while increasing our state GDP by 70%. Those tools that we used for that are not the tools that are going to get to other sectors like heating buildings and like transportation. Those two sectors are now responsible for 3/4 of our emissions and would respond quite well to the market signals in a carbon-priced future. It's the most comprehensive, cost-effective market-based policy available, and it would help close that gap. As had been noted a couple of times today, there was an op-ed piece this morning in the Washington Post by former Secretary of State George Shultz and Treasury Secretary Larry Summers saying, "We are convinced that carbon dividends approach can strengthen the U.S. economy in ways highly valued by both the left and right, and simultaneously spur global efforts to address climate change." I support the passage of these bills and support your expeditious reporting out of with favorable recommendations for both of those. Thank you very much.
Are there questions of Dean Cash? Dean, I just have one brief one. Looking at that chart again, it would seem to me that the numbers on that chart argue against our choosing 2020 as a so-called trigger year and not having carbon pricing at all if we happen to make 2020. Mm-hmm. Would you agree that the trigger year idea is probably not the way to go?
So in many cases, a trigger is a very good thing because in some ways it takes the politics out of a hard decision. And for many environmental policies, having some kind of ceiling above which when something happens, things are moved forward. I think in this case, it makes a lot of sense. As political will is rising, as we see people on the right and left, as we see economists saying this is the right way to address this problem that will keep energy dollars in Massachusetts and keep energy dollars in people's pockets, that carbon pricing right now is the way to go.
Thank you very much, Dean. Appreciate it.